According to an employee at Bethany Christian Services, who agreed to share information on condition of anonymity, last week, they, along with a group of other employees, told the organization that they would walk out of their jobs unless the policy changed. On Thursday, Bethany Christian Services officially announced in a statement that they were changing their policy. Quote, Bethany will continue operations in Michigan in compliance with our legal contract requirements. The mission and beliefs of Bethany Christian Services have not changed. This new development comes several weeks after the state of Michigan settled a lawsuit with the American Civil Liberties Union and two gay couples who sued the state in 2017.
We filed a lawsuit challenging the state of Michigan's practice of permitting state-contracted, taxpayer-funded foster and adoption agencies to refuse to work with same-sex couples, citing the agency's religious belief.
That is Jay Kaplan from the ACLU. He says that by settling, the state agreed to put the needs of children first.
Whereby the state of Michigan agreed to hold these contracting agencies to the contract language of non-discrimination, because children in foster care need every family that is willing and able to provide them with a loving home.
According to the statement from Bethany, the organization said that they were disappointed with how the settlement agreement had been implemented by the state. Kaplan says the state is entitled to require these agencies to accept all qualified families.
You know, when agencies choose to accept taxpayer dollars to provide public child welfare services in the foster care system, the state's entitled to require them to, once again, put the needs of children first.
Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.